Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Mikey and Rin stay in.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mikey and Rin's Day In. My name is Mikey.
My name is Rin.
It's a rainy day in Portland, Oregon.
Finally!
And it feels great.
It does.
Everything's feeling very satiated.
Mm-hmm.
Wet.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it a WAP? A wet-ass Portland?
I would.
Great. Mm-hmm. And that's our show today, folks.
You're welcome.
We've got the last time that we talked to you, Corinne was not pregnant.
Right. I was on bed rest, couch rest.
Yeah. She had had a transfer.
Right.
But we didn't officially know whether or not she was going to be pregnant.
Right. Forgot that.
And at the end of the show, we'll tell you.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we are.
That's really mean. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
What, would you want to reveal the news? Bum, 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 brrr, drum roll sound. Bum,
bum, yeah, bum. I am pregnant until proven otherwise, I think they call it. One of the most romantic phrases of all time.
I know, and it's cute. I know what they're trying to do. I think
Hoopo?
It's. I think it's cute. It does feel a little bit disingenuous or something.
Well, it sort of feels like. You know what?
Until you fail.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it feels like.
Until you blow it at your one
womanly
thing. Until
your body fucks up again.
Yeah.
Enjoy this moment because it probably won't last.
We're also watching, we're in the middle of like a rainy day binge of this LuLaRoe documentary, which is great.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. But it also just feels like there's so many like, what's it called? An aphorism? Mm-hmm. Like the words on the wall in Christians' homes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like there's so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
Every single, like, surface in the show has something that says, like, live, laugh, love. Or, like, you know, it's wine o'clock somewhere, you know.
Except it's more like.
It's more like.
Affirm your husband and give him a blowjob every day.
Your only purpose on light, on the planet is to be a family member and to have 75 kids. But, yeah, but it feels kind of like that. I'm pregnant to prove it otherwise. But I know that it comes from good people.
Yes.
And from a good place.
Yes, 1,000,000%. I'm totally just being a cynical cunt.
You are.
And I am.
That's the tattoo that it has when Rin peels down her bottom lip, instead of saying no regrets, it says cynical cunt.
Exactly. That really hurts.
But it's spelled S-I-N. It's cynical.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, Rinny's pregnant. We're super excited about
it. Yeah, super excited.
Yeah, and it's we have 6.5-week ultrasound come up here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know, this is going to feel like deja vu for those of you that have been listening.
Oh my God, I know. Like, people are going to be like, am I on drugs? Didn't this already happen?
Isn't this episode 50?
One of the things, like, so Rinny, you know, has to shove so many different things into her body. We have two shots to do tonight, which she might have forgotten about. We always forget about it until like 8:30 p.m. And then we're like, God,
I never forget. I just tuck it away.
Just forget about it for a little bit. But she's also having to put, like, enormous amounts of endometrin into her vagina. And it's these, like, tablets that look like antacids. And we've only been getting them three at a time. And then today...
Yeah, because it's twice a day.
Right.
And you get a six-pack.
Or so 3 days at a time, yeah. And so today I went and picked up the next batch of it. And we were like, we've just been trying to get, like, hey, can we get more of these so we don't have to come all the way across town twice a week or whatever? And the person, speaking of deja vu, she used the prescription from the last pregnancy to get us 42 of these pills, so 21 days.
That was such a good hack, because the woman that I spoke to earlier, I was like, hey, Mariah, me again. she's like, hey, I put in the order to get you more at one time. Oops. And I was like, oh, okay. Great. Didn't hear from them yet. Okay, great. Well, I'll be in today and I'll be in on Saturday.
Right. See you twice a week, babe.
But yeah, this other woman found a little loophole.
I know,
and
I like
just
it.
Jumped right through it.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. So, but yeah, we're just, so we've been, I don't know. We've kind of like, we're also back, both of us are back to work full time, and that's great because it is like a bit of a distraction, because I think otherwise, sure, I would just be losing my mind about, I don't know, all the things.
Each milestone.
But it does feel, I don't know, there's something, and I don't know if you agree with this, but there's something that feels like right about this. Like, obviously we talk too much about this to too many people and probably are too whatever.
And by we, Mikey really means him.
Really?
I am a part of this podcast, a willing participant. But Mikey is also willing the disseminator of information. For example,
this is what I was going to tell you the story
chose
about, I think.
Today? Was it today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. To tell our sweet, gentle, very young mail carrier. Like, she has known every step of the last IVF journey, pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Ending of our baby's life.
Sure.
And every single step of this one's.
Yep.
This one.
Yeah. Like, well, I think she listens to the podcast.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
I'm pretty sure that's true. And she, to me, it's like, it is less weird to tell her, who I see every day, than it is to tell, like, I don't know, like an uncle who I see twice every 5 years.
Right. Have you told any uncles that you see twice?
No,
every
but
five?
They, but some of my family listens to the podcast and they know, and yeah, so it's like, but I see her every day.
Sure.
And she hands me things like, you know, my sex toys that I'm ordering anonymously through the mail.
True.
Yeah.
Well, this is Mikey's, you know, we call Mikey the mayor often.
Yeah.
Because Mikey is
the old gray mayor. He ain't what he used to be.
It's so true.
That.
But you are you're a person that wants to, like, can go deep right away. And so
sure. I also like to talk and I like attention.
Yeah, and you like to talk about yourself and your kind of personal story, right?
Yep.
And so whether that be mail carrier or neighbor,
yep,
or grocery store bagger.
Well, I was going to say the amount of grocery store, mm-hmm, clerks, unfortunately, that have heard me talk about, and these are, you know, I don't force these things. I'm not one of those, like, weird.
No, you're not an over-talker,
no,
right?
I'm not like a lonely over-talker that, you know, tells people things like in inappropriate situations. Like, no, like, I'm talking to someone about something and I can tell, like, you know, I can read the room pretty well and read people pretty well. But yeah, I've told a lot of the grocery people about things that are going on with us.
Well, I also, I think I, up, I
you know when you're scanning bananas.
I, of course.
I don't know. I promise it's not odd. They see me and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, it's like a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm a good person.
I believe that. I know that you do forge connections with people that are meaningful really quickly.
You use the word forge, and if you just took that little clit off of the G, it would be force. You force conversations. You force relationships.
No, I don't. I don't think that about you at all. I think that you're, well, one thing that's happened in the time that we've been together, I think, is that my, I have become more so of a sharer.
Mm.
And I think that I have become more comfortable with being more vulnerable. And
sure,
you know, I let this whole podcast into the IVF journey and
totally
our losing our baby. And I've told you guys about the trash compactor, right?
Yep, that's
that
big.
Has been repurposed into a big, compost. Smelly, awesome compost heap.
Not so smelly.
Oh, sometimes smelly. Yeah,
well, sometimes and smelly, like, but a good okay. compost heap shouldn't be smelly because it's, you know, you're. You're cycling through nitrogen and oxygen, or no, nitrogen and carbon.
Well, it has an odor.
Sure. Oh no, that's true.
And I think that that's good.
I do too.
I don't think that a.
I understand what you were
like
saying.
Like a perfumey delivery. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but I think I'm now in a little bit more of a protective. If not protective, just fearful zone
mm-hmm.
of
totally.
Then having to tell everybody, "Oops, just kidding." Like we didn't hear a heartbeat, and
right.
so
no, I know.
Just
well,
kidding.
And my, you know, and it's I 100% understand every side of both of all the arguments. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell people until after the first trimester because you just don't know. Right?
Right. Right.
Last time we could have done that and still would have had to tell people that we lost our baby because
for
it was
sure.
after the first
yeah.
trimester. And so yeah. The, you know, and then my argument now is kind of like, I want my troops assembled mm-hmm. around us to support us no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And does that mean, excuse me, does that mean that I need to tell everybody in the world? No. But there are people that are kind of like, for better or for worse, like in the parachute tent right now, you mm-hmm. know, that are in here with us and they're like, what's going on? And, blah, blah, you know, and it's because I've kind of already let them in. And yeah, I don't know. It is too much for sure. My mom would vomit if she knew the amount of people she hates that we do this podcast. Like she can't, she's never listened. She never will. But she also like would die if she knew how many people I've told. Just because it's like, but I just feel like it's like, I want to let people in. It's my therapy is to talk to people and get their kind of read on things and get their support
mm-hmm.
And give them support too. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, and I think that that's been a big goal of ours with the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is to go to the really happy places and also go to the yucky places because the yucky places were not unique.
Right? Oh fuck no! Yeah, totally.
There's a lot of people that live in the yucky places for a really long time mm-hmm. when trying to create a baby, or decide how they're going to become parents.
Yeah,
and so yeah, I appreciate your willingness to be so forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's still a part of me that's. Oof, I don't know. You know, I think reaching milestones in pregnancies that have been, when you have pregnancies that are unsuccessful, I think a lot of times what happens is you set yourself up for fear around each milestone, right?
Of like, course, yeah.
I don't know this, but I'm just sort of anticipating that until we get past the 20-week ultrasound, I don't
sure,
know how sort of like settled and normal pregnant person I'm going to feel.
Yeah. Well, and that, I mean, obviously makes sense, right? Yeah. Because it's, you know, and obviously there's almost zero concern that that what happened last time would happen again. It would be like the most crazy. I mean, it would be like getting struck by lightning in the same place seven times. Like, it's wildly rare to have it happen once. And then...
And you know that in your,
Of course, intellectually.
In your intellectual brain. Yeah, but that reptilian brain is just... Warren back there, right?
Well, and like the idea that I'm so open about things from, you know, in my world, and I think it's like anybody that I've been friends with for a long time or anybody that's known me for a long time, like, knows that I go there. Like, I go deep pretty fast. And... it's a superpower, but it's also an Achilles heel, obviously, because it's leaving. I mean, it's literally an Achilles heel from the story of what happened to Achilles.
Sure.
But like, I leave myself open for people knowing too much, and I'm always TMI, but it gives people kind of a, I don't know, it lets them in further than a lot of people would be comfortable with. And it's further than I'm comfortable with sometimes, but it's just how I have to live. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, and we've had a real return on that investment.
Haven't we? 100%.
Right? Just thinking about, you know, after telling everyone what happened with Katie and the buoys that
totally
we were thrown out was, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't have been possible.
Right.
Right.
Well, and most people get that, I think, from their immediate friends and family, right? Mm-hmm. But we had it from people that were so unexpected, and it was just wild. And to me, it's, you know, like, there was this moment at our wedding where we were standing there, and it was like the people from your world and then the people from my world that were talking to each other. And like, my uncle, who lives in New York City and is like a stock trader, was talking to like your friend from Virginia Beach or whatever. You know, it's just like these connections that never would happen in other parts of the world. And I just remember thinking that was like the most magical thing I'd ever seen. And we talked about it a lot. And then this was kind of a similar thing for me. It was like people coming out of the woodwork that I'd never, you know, that I hadn't thought about in years or wasn't really that close with ever in my life, or just people we didn't even know that were coming out and saying things that were so crazy supportive.
Well, because when you have a really close friendship or a close bond with someone, you hope that in times of distress that you'll reach out and then vice versa, right? But this was so unique because it was from our kind of like greater community, people that we don't necessarily see face to face.
Totally.
And it just felt like, why do you care about us?
And I was definitely, the thing that I worry about in this scenario is like the tragedy porn and like the people that are like, you know, oh man, I knew someone that died in 9/11. Like, people that kind of get off on being around tragedy. And I've seen that a lot in my life with people who've lost a partner or things like that. And there was people that kind of wanted to be around it because it was like drama. And it was like, ooh, I could be a part of this. But that was not something that showed up for us. Mm-mm. Like, and it's, you know, we've also, I mean, from a personal perspective and then on the podcast, like, we've talked about MC Hammer's dick way too much. We've talked about a lot of things that are really fucking stupid. And there's no reason that anybody should listen to the show. And yet our numbers always steadily go up. We're always had like new people often stay with the show, I think. And like, there's no reason for that except for the fact that I think like we're kind of like, we're open about things that I think people oftentimes haven't been. And whether that's having really bad taste in humor or it's talking about something that's really fucking serious like this, but with like, I don't know, with kind of a real version of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't have really been able to, I don't know what I would have done once we lost Katie without this. Mm-hmm. Or without the community and without being able to like barf into the microphone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows? You may have created the next Banksy art piece or something.
I think I would have just gone and found drugs.
Yeah, yeah, or that.
I think I would have found a big bag of cocaine and just been like, this is great.
Yeah.
And it would have been great.
Sure.
Yep, it would have been helpful.
Yeah, I mean, however,
an hour and a half.
It's so funny because we were talking about that today, just like, God, remember the days when like we couldn't get out of bed?
Right. Because of the depression stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Not because of cocaine use. But no, yeah, I mean, today was the first day in Portland that it's like rained the whole day. Mm-hmm. And, oh boy, even waking up at like 8 this morning was like, oof. It was like 8's late.
Yeah.
And we were both like, I mean, I could just lay in bed all day if you want right. to. But yeah, there was days where we left like late in the van or late in the in our bed until noon, and it was mm-hmm. and it was like it took a spatula to pry us both out of bed.
Yeah. I know, it's really I don't know, it just feels so good to feel that kind of veil
yeah.
lifting.
100%.
Yeah, and there's still so many moments when I think about Katie and I think there's, you know, like going into my transfer, I feel like was one of those like big wash of kind of grief again.
Yeah.
I mean, I just cried through the entire transfer basically, yeah. but it's so
scared me a little bit.
Yeah. But I mean, it's exactly what I did almost a year.
Oh no, I know.
Or a little over a year prior.
Yeah. I mean, and this is, I mean, we're landing at a month earlier now. So like due date's just a month
earlier
than Katie's.
And my transfer was supposed to have been.
Oh yeah.
In September.
Right.
Like September 15th.
Mm.
And so it would have been right around the
That's
same time.
That's crazy.
I know. It's pretty,
yeah.
it's pretty wild. But here we are.
Yeah, we're here.
Waiting on a 6.5 week ultrasound.
True.
Hearing that good, strong little heartbeat.
Yeah, she's going to be
that
pumping.
That little hummingbird heart.
I know. Yeah, it's great. And do you want to talk about anything else? I saw that, you know, fucking Greg Abbott today. This is talking about SB8, mm-hmm. talking about Texas. And so, I mean, they've already passed a couple other things that are kind of leading up in other states that are like kind of teeing up a version of SB8. And then I saw today that he reinforced the idea that there will never be an exception for women who've been raped. And he said there's 15,000 rapes a year in Texas. And he says they're gonna get rid of the rapists.
Mm-hmm.
How are you gonna do that,
mm-hmm.
bro? Fucking
really late term abortions.
So start using, there's two hashtags if you guys are ever talking about SB8 or talking about Texas, and two hashtags that I want to start using are hashtag abort Texas and hashtag abort Greg Abbott.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, I believe in very late term abortions.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you just like mowed over my joke. You didn't even laugh at it.
What was your joke?
I said,
I didn't even hear it.
I said very late term abortion when you said, how are they going to get rid of all the rapists?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Ah. I know. You're so worried about your next line.
I know. I just got diagnosed with ADHD, everybody.
Ooh, yeah. Another big news delivery.
Yeah. So I decided my therapist and I have been talking for a long time, and she's dope. I don't know if she listens to the show. She actually might listen to the show. If she does, what up? But I've known forever that I probably have something busy brainy. And so she was like, you know, it might be a good idea for you just to get an ADHD or just see if you get diagnosed with something. And so I talked to this person and I got an assessment, and I mean, big fucking surprise.
I was shocked personally.
Yeah. I have ADHD. And so I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I have meds coming that I haven't taken yet, but I'm also taking like some nice supplements. SAM E, is that how you mm-hmm. say it? SAM E, and then methylfolate, which are kind of depression. Like we're going into rainy season here, so I'm kind of like, just want to prep for winter. But but I also got diagnosed or prescribed Adderall. And so I don't know. I'm just going to just see if I can do a little, just, I don't know. Focusing, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's my news. In mental health news.
That's big news.
I know it is. And I feel like I've been, I don't know, my whole life I've kind of like done things to calm it down, which part of that is talking.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like if I get the talkies out,
mm-hmm.
then I feel better. Another one is drinking. Like it definitely like calms my brain to have a beer or two mm-hmm. or 10.
Well, it'll be interesting too if you decide to take the Adderall if a stimulant is the way to go. Because for some people's ADHD, it's like it's really really good, and for others,
right.
it's not so good. So
yeah,
it'll
know,
be
I'm,
interesting to see if it like what camp you fall into, because you do sort of will self-medicate with alcohol.
Sure.
And that's totally very much not a stimulant. So right. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
But the thing is, the thing about alcohol that's such a weird thing is that it's a depressant, but it's an inhibition depressant too. So it's kind of like it makes you feel happier. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why people drink, right?
Sure.
Because it's like high, 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 and then it's low, low, low. And so, I love the like fun social part of drinking.
Right.
I hate all the other elements of it. I don't like feeling out of control. I don't like feeling mm-hmm. shitty the next day. Mm-hmm. And I took Ritalin like recreationally when I was younger, mm-hmm. like in my early 20s. And everybody else that was taking it was like, no, man, it's like, you know, it's like an upper, it's like cocaine, but we can get it from a doctor.
Yeah, like I would take it to write my paper all night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but I would, and yeah, which is so, that's focus, right?
Right.
And these people would take it to party, and I would be like, oh, I feel like, I feel really good right now. Like I should do my taxes or something.
Yeah. So that'll be really, it'll be really interesting.
I know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe next episode I'll snort a whole rail of Adderall.
That'll be a good test. Yeah, I think you should.
Just do it on mic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And probably using your nose as the delivery vehicle.
Was that not how you're supposed to take? It said water and a pill. So I was just going to snort it and snort some water.
Yeah, I love that idea.
I love you.
Love you too.
Hey, let's get back on the couch and watch that show.
Yeah, we wanted to just give you an update, tell you that we really, really love you.
For real.
I don't know. Little babe is cooking away in there.
Fuck yeah. I know. Speaking of cooking, we have backburnered the Mikey and Rin cooking show, but not backburnered in the sense of not going to do it. I think we're definitely going to do it. We're just kind of noodling. I'm just using all the food metaphors I can.
Love it. Puns, love it. Love puns, it. Love puns. It.
We're noodling with all the different ways that we can kind of do it. Mm-hmm. And
figure out how we can whip it up.
Like there to be a visual angle to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on its way.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Nothing else I want
to
say.
Ooh, you know what's coming up day after tomorrow? Or no, end of the week?
Monster House.
Ooh. Do that sound.
This one? Ooh.
Is it a ghost? Is that a ghost noise or a witch noise?
Ghost.
Oh, ghost. Yeah, because witch does the cackle.
Yeah.
Do that. Ooh, do a creaky door. It wasn't much of a climax of the door actually opening. Kind of stayed the same sound the
but
whole way through.
Isn't that a creaky door?
No, it's like, it's got to like... Like it's got to like open. It's got to become sharper.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I disagree. Well, I think it's way more terrifying.
If it's just... Oh, that's maybe how it needs to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is welcome to the Foley Arts show. How we do sound effects.
I know. Did I miss my calling?
I know. Do one more. Do a cat sound. Pretty good. What else is on Halloween? Do Wolverine. Oh, no. Wolfman.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Do Frankenstein. Ooh. Something.
Or was that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Dana, get down. Want 9mm bullet shells on your pizza. Pretty good. No, but on Friday, which is October 1st, I think, mm-hmm. is the day that our house becomes a jack-o'-lantern
so
monster
fun.
House.
You know what else is really exciting? I'll be officially 6 weeks
pregnant
on that day.
On Monster House Day.
Yeah, so that's a really fun celebration.
That is
six
really
weeks.
Fun. Okay. I have a couple new additions to the Monster House. Very exciting.
Can't wait.
I'll put a picture up on my Mikey Rin Stay In or on my Instagram account, which is @Mikey Sheether. I don't know. Something like that.
Sure.
One of those. But we love you guys. We're going to go back and watch some, watch how a bunch of people got scammed by leggings.
Sounds great.
Okay.
She got legs.
Ooh, ZZ Top. She knows how to use them. God, ZZ Top, how'd those guys do? They're fucking dope, actually. They had a couple great songs.
Like?
What was the name of that song? It has like a funny name. Not La Conchita, but it's a name like that. And it's like LaGrange. Head on down to LaGrange.
I'm not with you.
Oh, it's great. They were just good guitarists. Better songwriters than you'd imagine.
Sure.
Yeah, go back and revisit ZZ Top.
Okay.
Pretty good. They're probably anti-maskers, though. Shit. Those beards. I'm Mikey.
I'm Ray.
And tonight, we're going to stay in.
Yes.
And we're lay on the couch. In. I'm going to comb my fucking beard.
Now wear a mask.
And put some sunglasses on, even though it's night.
Oh, is that their song?
What? I wear my sunglasses at night?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
Dumbass. Love you.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.